On Racing HQ, time now for Chinwag with Cozzy.
Chin wagging today with Rodney Robb. I reckon there wouldn't be a meeting in Outback Australia Rodney probably hasn't been to. How are you, Rodney?
Good, Cos. How are you, mate?
I'm good. I reckon we could call you one of the Leylands. Travel all over the countryside. You've been everywhere, haven't you?
Yeah, I probably haven't done it as a councillor as the Leyland brothers did it, though, mate. You know? they done it in comfort, mate. There's been plenty of swags there that I've had to endure, mate. But anyhow, it doesn't matter. We got through it, and it's been great at the end of it.
Yeah. Now, Rodney, you're based at Nyngan in Western New South Wales?
Yeah, we're right out. We're 160 kilometres west of Dubbo, mate. And 100 miles from here, from here to Dubbo, 120 miles. We're in the middle of Dubbo and Bourke. That's what we are. We're right in the right in the centre of New South Wales, only about probably 55 k's from Nyngan. That's the centre of New South Wales, so we're not far from the middle of it, are we?
Now, Rodney, how dry is it? I mean, we talk about this all around Australia at the moment, but how dry is it where you are?
Absolutely terrible. Absolutely terrible, because... you talk to a lot of old blokes, mate. My father's 88, he's 89 soon, was in the cattle yard here about 3 months ago, and he came in 1955 in a wagonette, mate, from Forbes. My mum and dad were drovers, and he got a mob of sheep, and he had to take over out from Nyngan in 1955. He's been here ever since, Cos, and he only told me 3 months ago he'd never, ever seen New South Wales as dry. Years ago, he said, you can get a mob of sheep and walk them from like Dunedoo to Musselbrook or Dubbo to Musselbrook or, like Walgett to Moree and, up at Gunnedah and up around Goondiwindi and or Wagga, down Hay, Balrennell. But there's nowhere now. There's nowhere to go. And he said, this is the driest, and he's endured, and that's 55 years ago, mate. I was 12 months old, so that's a long time ago.
Rodney, the old drover's quote used to be, we'll whack him in the long paddock, which was the grass on the side of the road, but there's none of that.
No, and that's what he was saying. You could always, the cockies and the blokes who had the big praises, mate, the sheep dealers, the cattle dealers, they'd, go to the cattle sale. There'd be two or three blokes get the cattle sale. I see more sheep and cattle sold in Overland pub, mate, years ago than there was at the sale yards, And there was blokes up there, buying cattle and sort of dealing, and they were dealers and everything like that. But the next day they'd put, 4,000 sheep on the road with a drover, and then the drover would have them for 6 or 8 months, and they'd sell them on, and that dealer might have them on the road for another couple of months, things like that. So... in 1979, mate, I come back from Cobar. I worked up there for 7 years there after when I left school there, and I see a bloke, he bought 3,000 sheep at the sale that day, and he came back to the Overland Hotel, and he had about 6 or 7 beers and sold them to another, he hadn't even counted the sheep, he sold them on to another bloke for $2 head, so that wasn't a bad day's work, was it?
A little outfit, isn't it? That's the way to do it. Have a beer and make a good quid along the way.
Now, that's what they did.
At the moment, where you are, as I said, Nyngan, you're 100 miles west of Dubbo. Feed must be a hell of a problem for you guys.
It is, Cozzy, and with a lot of horses, I've had more horses in now than ever had done in my life. And I know the reason why, because people are paying you to feed them in a paddock, and they'd sort of just say, they'll go to extra yard and say, look, put him in work and see can he pay his own way.
So that's
one of the reasons. Now, the young horses, I've got horses here 2.5-year-old, and they've never seen green grass, ever.
Fair dinkum.
Never seen green grass, and I'm not joking. I've never seen that. Haven't been. They were born in the paddock. Born in the paddock. We handle them, broke them in, and seriously, it's. And I only quote, it's terrible. And feed so dear. I can understand why feed's dear, but gee, what I can't understand, oats and that, oats, you were given $150, $180 a ton for oats, and you're buying the same oats out of the same silo made off the same bloke, and he's up to $500 now. So, I tend to think that Now, Ned Kelly was a bush ranger, mate. His mother was named Meg, but I don't think Meg would have allowed Ned to play with some of them blokes.
Yeah. No, I reckon you're right, because someone's getting a quid somewhere, I think. I tend to agree with you.
For you, you
train out of Ningen, you have, and you go pretty well everywhere with your horses. You follow quite often the picnic circuit, and you love going to places like Birdsville and all those meetings. You must have a wonderful life doing that.
I do. And, you know, like, it's just probably... Oh, well, it's probably my inheritance, mate. More than, you know, I was very lucky. I married a girl from Cobar, and she, you know, Wendy, and she was a Wells from out there, sort of Cobar. I was probably lucky because she thinks the same way. We, you know, we've been to Darwin 3 times, Alice Springs 6 times, Birdsville probably 18 times, not only up around Ballarat. I just love the atmosphere of getting 6 or 8 horses and on the truck. And go, I'm never short on help, because, and when I say to this to some people, that I'd love to go, you know, here and everything, all of a sudden within a week, there's entree, there's like people say, I'm coming, you know, there's owners say, I'm buying a van, I've got a trailer, I'm coming, you know, like, there 1 year at Birdsville there, you know, 5 years ago, I think in the camp, we had 23 people in our camp, you know.
And now when you say a camp too, Rodney, it's a fair dinkum camp, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. No, she's like I said, she's no Leyland brother set up, mate, you know. And, it's, you know, swag and our tent, or, you know, like sometimes a few people have got camper trailers and everything like that So, not many. I actually, this year was the first time I've ever taken a camper trailer, you know, And, you know, like, we bought it just before we left, and our last camp in at Ngane on the way back, and as we packed it up, I got it in the back of it and put 4 sail sign on it. I said to Wendy, I ain't going to unpack this every day and pack this up every morning. So I said, so we put a 4 sail sign on it, you know.
So you just used the sway.
I found a lot easier because putting a 10-minute tent up.
Yep.
And a good swag, then up and down in that camper trailer. I can do the run.
I think you'd much rather sit around a campfire at night with a cold and have a proper feed.
Yeah, we do. And that's, again, we, you know, all camp oven and, you know, a few barbecue. But, you know, you get those people that sort of come with you. I remember my greatest old mate used to ever travel with me. He's passed on now, Douglas Egan. You know, like, we went to Darwin, Alice Springs, Birdsville, everywhere possible that we raced. He used to come with us, him and his wife, Carolyn. And I miss him that much, because I honestly can tell you that I really do miss him, because he was a bloke that, he was such a good bloke around the camp. He always owned a couple of horses. We owned them together. You know, like, he bought this fantastic horse, and he said, oh, geez, we'll have some fun with him. Well, we took him to, out in the country, ran 2 last, and the following year, I said, oh, we'll get rid of him. Doug, no, we're going to take him to Alice Springs. So we're into Alice Springs, and, you know, like, we give him 2 starts up there. He run both last. He run last both times. So I said, well, I think we'll give him away, Doug. And Doug said, no, we've got to take him to Darwin. So we took him to Darwin, and I was giving him a pick one day, and this lady walked past with a pram and a kid and said, is he a nice horse, mister? And I said, yeah. I said, yeah, lovely, quiet horse too. She said, is he for sale? I said, he's starting tomorrow. If you're there 3 minutes after the race, you can have him. And she said, really? So she said, I'll take you up on that. And so you wouldn't believe it. The horse run about 14 minutes last. Doug was up in the grandstand, because we had a horse called Let's Bat at the time. I got him off John Threck years ago. Anyhow, Let's Bat had won at $18 or something like that, and we honestly thought he could win. Anyhow, Douglas is up in the grandstand, of course, up in the members' stand, you know, drinking 3 grog and getting shouted while I'm down in the sun and in 55 degrees heat. You know, this lady come along and said, is that horse still for giveaway? And I said, yes, she is. She said, well, look, I really need to pay you something for him. I'll give you, what can I give him for you? I said, go and get me a carton of beer. So away she went. She come back, and the carton of beer is in the bottom of the pram with the child. So she unloaded the carton of beer. So about an hour later, Doug come down, and he said, what'd you take one home? And I said, no, there he is there. And he said, what? I said, there he is there. I said, we're halved. We've got half a carton each. And he said, you're fair dinkum. I said, yep. I said, I'm fair dinkum. I'm not putting up with you anymore. He's gone.
So at least he found a good home, and you got a slam between the two of you.
So that's what happened. We traded him in for a carton of beer. You know?
You must have seen.
And I think, you know what, really and truly,
right,
I think I robbed her. I think she paid too much for him.
Maybe a six pack would have done the job, eh?
But there's plenty of stories like that. And I think, you know, like Alice Springs is a great place, and Darwin, you know, like I enjoy going to Darwin. I probably will go back there next year, I reckon, because I think, you know, like I really like the place. And, you know, you got to know, you know, Brendan Davis and Gary Clark and all them blokes up there. I get on good with all them blokes, and, you know, like I just want to get back up there, you know, like next year. I sort of tend my son to take over. And I'll still sort of stay and keep my trainers lighting, but he's very keen, and he's been with me now full time for sort of nearly 3 years, so it's about time. And I still enjoy it. I enjoy it, really. I do enjoy it, and not that people say you won't be able to walk away from, but I'm not going to walk away from. I'll be probably here. I'll probably be I might get a chance to tell him what to do when he takes over.
You can be the boss. Now, I'm chinwagging with Rodney Rod. Rodney trains out of Ningen. I just had a look at your last 50 runners. You've trained 13 winners.
Yeah, we've had a good trot. We have had a good trot. We've had a really, really good trot with horses.
You've been everywhere.
We don't miss it. Like I'm not one that if a horse sort of goes on a trip and, you know, you can put a line through it and people say to you, oh, once they do the Birdsville trip and once they do the Darwin trip and once they do this trip, they got no future around here. But, you know, like, that theory's been proven wrong time and time again. Like, we had Austin up there last year and he just sort of did everything, you know, phenomenal up there. Then this year, you know, like, even before that, I've taken horses, like, you know, that's back, I just mentioned it, at Alice Springs, he won at Alice Springs, Darwin, you know, like, he come back down and got beat at, you know, like, down near Mount Isa there, you know, when, like, he came back here and won the Golden Fleece at Warren and things like that. So the theory, you know, you can be in the pub or anywhere you want to be, cause, but, you know, let people, if they want to tell you that, well, you can let them tell it, but they're wasting their breath.
Yeah, well, I'm just looking. Bells and Bows, you took out the cotton cover Warren the other day with it, won a Dubbo before that, won a Narromine before that. It's been terrific horse for you.
Yeah, well, you know, like, you take her, like, she went up to, you know, she went up to Petuda. She should have nearly won at Petuda. She ran second. Then, you know, the following week, she backed up on the Friday. She started on the Friday. She backed up again the next day, you know, and backed up, you know, like 6 days later again, like, and I came over here, you know, like, and, you know, like, with a bit of luck, the mare probably should have lost one or five start, you know, late, five in a row, but just a little bit of bad luck. And, you know, but you get that in racing, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. How many Ks a year would you travel driving around the country taking your horses around? Have you ever worked it out?
Oh, Jesus, because you nearly got me, you know, I'm hard to... I reckon I'd average probably... On average, right through, I reckon I'd average probably six to 700 k's a week.
Truth, you're clocking up a few on the speedo, aren't you?
Yeah. I reckon if you took an average, you know, like, either Dubbo is 160 k's and back, well, there's 320. You know what I mean? Like, and on the average, you know, like, Broken Hill and back and places like that. I mean, I've been down the Hay and Balranald. I reckon if you took the average, I'd have me horse on the truck, you know, like, you know, yeah, you know, 600 k's a week.
Now, I reckon...
On the average. And I mean sort of, you know, not, you know, in a month, but over the year, you know.
I reckon you must have seen some funny things on racetracks over the years, Rodney, because you've been everywhere. You must have seen things that would make you nearly wet yourself.
Oh, yeah. No, I've seen heaps of things. If you could write a book, you know, like, you'd see a lot of sort of funny things that, you know, I only tell a bloke there the other day. There's a little kid at the door there the other day, and he's a funny little bloke, you know, like... Bevan Johnson's a young baby, he's about 10-year-old, and he's a real little doer, he's a real little character, and a great little boy, you know. Anyhow, his father was just giving him a bit of a serve, but, you know, like, he was supposed to be doing this and doing that and everything like that, you know, and he come over to his father, "There you go," and I rubbed the door, "There you go, mate," and he said, "Yeah, good, Rodney, how you going?" "Yeah, good," you know, and anyhow, he bloody, he didn't do something that his father said, and his father gave him a bit of a serve, and he said, look, he said, I'm a bit sick of you. He said, it's about time you started getting in and pulling your weight and pulling your socks up. And he looked down and he said, well, how can I pull them up, Dad? He said, I got none on.
Well, that's middle stump out of the ground, what, eh?
Oh, just come out of the ground, you know, what the God, you I laugh. I thought that's just, that their goal was sort of them little signs, don't they? You know, but no, I've seen a lot of funny things happen, mate, a lot of funny things. I always tell the story when Anna Ozak first joined us and she married Anna. She married to Cody Nestor now, Anna.
Yep.
You know, and you know, probably one of the best kids I've ever employed in my life. You know, and we were going up to Birdsville there once, and we pull up the Eulo and just out 50-80 k's out of Eulo. It's at 70 k's from Cullamulla where we camp. We camp on a polo cross ground. It's a good camp there, and but the showers, they pump straight from the river,
yeah.
You know. And yeah, I said, you'll notice up here, Anna, because Anna's a pretty sprite. She's like, you know, like pretty well always clean and, you know, and all that. And I said, you'll notice a bit of a bloody thing up here. And I said, you'll notice a dirt cake up on your mate. I said, you really can't get it off you. I said, you'll wash as much as you can. But, you know, it's hard to get the dirt off you. I said, you'll think it's, you know, you'll think it's still on you. I said, you look on the ground. And I said, it's still bloody coming off your head and your body and everything like that. It just goes through your clothes. She said, oh, really? I said, yeah. So she gets a Eulo and we turns the bloody donkey on. You know, the donkey's call, you know, eats the water up and pumps straight through the showers, you know. And the water pumps straight through from the Warrigo, you know. So you imagine what colour it is,
I can imagine,
you know.
Yeah,
it's sort of, you know, chocolate, you know. Anyhow, we're sitting, we camp around the campfire, myself, Miss Milvade, 10 of us, and Anna went for a shower. And she was in the shower for about 5 minutes. She's saying, she ride me. I said, what? And we're done yet. She said, I still can't get this dirt off me. But she's looking at the ground and the water's running on the ground and it's still chocolate. I nearly fell in the fire laughing. And Wendy and I got into trouble with my wife saying, don't play tricks like that on her, you know?
Over the years with the horses you've had, you pick up some for next to nothing, which has been the best way that you picked up, you paid, you know, basically bugger all for?
Oh, I don't know, because, you know, I've picked up a lot of good cheap horses, you know, like, you know, probably the horse that, the cheapest horse ever bought in my life, mate, was, you know, probably a show gentleman horse years ago. I gave $70 for him and, you know, like, and he got me probably where I am now.
Fair. Well,
you know what I mean?
Like, did you race him, you know, or use him as a show
gentleman? No, he was only, you know, bushbred horse, you know, but as far, you're talking about a race horse, but, you know, I bought when I left school, mate, and I had a good horse and I'd sort of, good show jumping horse, and I sort of sold him. And I bought an old horse called Swell King, you know, good old horse off Denise and Pat Maloney and old Ronnie Eldon Cobar for $500. And, you know, like he probably went on and, you know, when you're only getting sort of, $450 a week off the railway, mate, you sort of had to do something else, right, a bit of track work. But so he went on and won me about $14,000. Well, that bought me a car, bought me a ute so I could pull the float around, you know.
Really? So, was he a grey horse? Like, a grey horse by Let's Get Physical?
No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't.
Same name,
no, actually, you talk about the grey horse, Let's Get Physical. I renamed, because Swell King is a good old horse, I bred a horse and I named him Swell King, but he wasn't worth two bob.
He was by Let's Get Physical. Yeah, that's the one that's come up.
He was by Let's Get Physical. That's why he would have come up in you now.
You would have had some funny times with jockeys over the years, I'd reckon, too, because wherever you go, is it BYO jock? Take your own?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, like, when I was always travelling out all them back places, I would not leave Ningen if you didn't have a jockey. You just wouldn't have been able to afford to. And, you know, like, I've seen some good riders. We've had some good riders through our ranks. And, you know, I probably class Normie Ward as probably the best of as good as ever. And Chris Wern, he's forming now for a stable in Queensland. You know, he was a good rider, Chris Wern, you know. Oh, there's been plenty of them, mate. Been a lot of good, you know, like. But these days, you know, kids are not sort of, what's the name, you know, they're bred to be jockeys, cause. But they're not brought up to be jockeys. like, they ride a pony around the round yard for half a mile or 20 minutes and they want to get off him, you know, like, young horses, and you get bad horses are made better by bringing them over with wet saddle cloth, not for trotting them twice around the racetrack and say, oh God, he went beautiful, you know. Take him for another 10-mile can and bring him back a wet saddle cloth, he'll be a different horse tomorrow.
And I've noticed you love putting on, you don't mind putting on the kids, and you love getting some of the bush kids who've been pony club kids as well, because they've got a lot of riding experience under their belt.
Yeah, well, I just think that they've just got a bit on the other kids, because the other kids woke up when they were 15 or 16 and wanted to be a jockey. That kid come through the pony club, he's probably been in the pony club, or she has probably been in the pony club since they've been 7 or 8 years old, or 10-year-old, or might have been there when they're 5-year-old. Like, they've got to have a bit of start on them. They've got to know that when they come around the turn, they've got to get on the right leg, and they've got to get on the everything like that. They know, like, you know, they've got to have a lot. Pony club's been, like, I just don't think there's enough. I just think the racing should sort of get out there and put more ideas and more funds in the pony club, because that's where our bulk of our kids are going to, you know, like, that's where our better kids, don't worry, there's been a lot of good riders because that hasn't come through a pony club, ended up good riders, don't get me wrong, but the pony club kids got more sense about them, I think. You know,
What's been the biggest thrill for you, Rodney, over the years? And you've had some great horses, you had great trips, great experiences. What's been the biggest thrill?
Oh, because, I don't know, probably my biggest thrill was a horse called Del Avon. When I first sort of took him to Sydney, he was a good horse, Del Avon. Malcolm Johnson used to ride him, and that's how good he was, because Johnson could ride win on him. And he was a good horse. Like, he got me, you know, like, you know, we'd sort of come back to Ningen in 79, my wife and I, and, like, you know, when it's, you know, when you're only, you know, trying to get through on railway wages, mate, and you've got a couple of horses, and when you didn't have parents or grandparents or anybody to, you know, go and buy your 20 stables and go and buy your $100,000 home, and it's just, we struggled, you know, we struggled big time. But then Delavon come along and just made it a lot easier. We took in the Gosford for one of those big intermediates when they had them then times, you know?
Yep.
And, he won there, then 5 days later, he won at Canterbury. He broke the course record at Canterbury, you know, like, and he was just a good horse. And he sort of set me up. He didn't set me up money-wise. I didn't get a lot of money out of him, but I did get enough out of him to come home and pay a $12,000 loan off. You know what I mean? So
he was a life-changer.
Yeah, exactly right. And he retired him at my place, and actually he's end of his career when a snake bit him. But he sort of changed, and I sort of remembered. Then sort of straight after him, we've got a great little horse called Droughtbreaker, and he was owned by the same people. You know what I mean? But I just think, you know, Delavon changed. Delavon changed our lives, I think. You know, we were struggling big time. I was riding my own horse at work. I was shoeing them. And when I was finished them about up past 8, 9 o'clock, I'd go mustering sheep for a bloke for, you know, $60 a day with one sheep dog and on a grey mare.
Goodness,
you know?
Yeah.
So, and
tough caper.
I'd come home, you know, we'd come home at 4:30. My wife would, you know, be, you know, raking out the stalls of water and the horses, and, you know, it just got well then, yeah. You know, like then.
We've seen a lot of changes in recent years with racing around Australia. What do we need to do better? Is there anything we can do better?
Well, you know, I don't know what we can need to do. I think the increase in prize money has been a wonderful thing as far as owners go. Owners, I know in my stable, since the prize money's changed, owners have bought me better horses. I've been able to, you know, put my prices, trading prices up to a respectable thing. So where I can sort of pay a couple of my staff, and we can live a bit more comfortable. I just think I do get lost on the benchmark system. I get lost about it. I just don't think our bush horses should be penalised. We're penalised 4 and 5 and 6 points for a win. We're racing in the bush. I know the prize money's gone up, but we're still racing in the bush. But I think as far as racing goes, you know, I would love to see, you know, country towns like sort of Walgett and Cobo, and you know, even Ningen and places like that. And but I'd like to see them have, you know, one more meeting a year, just through, because if you look at it, it's a sort of a thing out here now that a lot of people have just sort of given up, because not exactly it's been the biggest drought ever, but you know, they've got no, you know, like people say, oh, Ningen shouldn't race, Burke shouldn't race, but that's their day of the year. That's their day of the year.
Good for the towns, you know, isn't it? Good for the community.
For the town. And it's and it keeps the people going. Mm. But you know, like I've seen them. Well, I know the TAB puts prize money about the thing, and I know we get prize money from the TAB. But you know, like I just think, you know, they've got to look at the people situation too. People come to town and they go and do it. But yeah, you know, the increase of the prize money's probably been the biggest thing, and it's probably made me get better horses, and therefore, it's probably made us having better seasons.
Yep. Longevity.
You know, like, as far as winners.
You know. Now, Rodney, it's been wonderful having a chin wag with you. If you do write a book, I want to buy the first copy, but if someone said to me one day, would you write a book? I said, I'd have to die the day after it was published. Because I reckon yours would be an absolute cracker, mate. It'd be a beauty, eh?
Yeah, no, it's all, you know, like it's been a good life. It's been, you know, like it's far from being over yet too, Cos, don't worry about that.
No, I reckon, mate, great to have a chin wag with you, and good luck. May the winners keep coming, and those trips to Darwin, Alice Springs, Birdsville, everywhere be enjoyable with a lot of winners.
Good on you, Cos. Thanks very much. Thanks for the opportunity, mate. Thank you.